Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey.
Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone. Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas. Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat Cold Tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500. Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of six different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit ARRCLED.com.
Hey, I'm Dave Asprey, and you're listening to Bulletproof Radio Short Report, a highly condensed show to bring you the most important ways to upgrade yourself. This isn't a full episode. There's no interview, but we're going to talk about some cool stuff. This is the second one I've recorded here at Paleo FX, where I am a keynote speaker, and I've been on a couple panels about biohacking and just having a good time and meeting a lot of really cool people and a lot of people whose lives have been changed by fat in the morning without protein and carbs. We call that bulletproof coffee around here. Today's cool fact of the day is that good coffee is magic, but you already knew that. You're bulletproof. And the reason I'm going to talk about this is mycotoxins, these damaging compounds that you've probably heard me talk about in coffee. At PaleoFX today, I'm handing out a report with 34 studies about the problem of mold in coffee and how roasting doesn't fix it. There's been some confusion out there by people selling coffee that is untested that says it doesn't make a difference. I would beg to differ, and so there's a little bit of science behind that. And mycotoxins are present in almost all coffee, including bulletproof coffee, because one part per quintillion is still present, but you can push the levels down much, much lower than any government regulates. So that's an interesting thing. But one of the studies shows 91.7% of green coffee had this mold in it. Another study showed 52% of green coffee did, and 50% of brewed coffees are moldy. So this is like a problem, but it's not always a problem. You may have really clean coffee that is just that way by luck. It might also be that way because you follow the advice on my blog to reduce your risk, even if you're not getting my coffee. One of my goals is to change the regulations in the U.S. so that we have mold standards for coffee that are on par with Europe and Japan and most of South America, because I think you deserve it. And I like being able to go to a corner coffee shop and get coffee that always makes me kick ass. So this is not meant to be a plug for coffee. It's just a cool fact of the day that, like, really, there is mold in this stuff. And the reason I'm talking about mold is not because I'm a broken record. It's because mold is one of those naturally occurring neurotoxins that affects our performance, but it's hard to see. In fact, it's so hard to see that I made a documentary about it. Not so much about coffee and mold and stuff like that, mold in food, but mold in the environment, which is really a problem. Mold in the environment is affecting 100 million people in the U.S. because about 28% of us have genes where mold from water damage, from condensation, from a broken pipe, from a leaky roof. Mold happens, and it happens in your house, and suddenly you get sick, and you don't feel well, but you're not all the way sick, and your brain goes down. In fact, Dr. Amen in the movie, this is Daniel Amen, who wrote Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, very well-known and respected brain scientist. He's in the movie saying that you can lose 15 IQ points if you're exposed to a water-damaged building. This is profound stuff, and this is why I made a movie called Moldy. And what I'm going to do in this short report is just talk about mold a little bit, and also this is a bit of a plug for Moldy the movie, because I think you're going to want to check this out. I mentioned 100 million people, as 28% of the population is genetically susceptible. The rest of the population is also susceptible, but we don't get chronic inflammation in that population. What we get is cancer, we get heart disease, and we get other direct effects. Autoimmunity is a major trigger. People don't know this, but Hashimoto's can be triggered by environmental mold. You breathe the stuff in. It can also trigger all of the forms of autoimmunity, including pituitary autoimmunity, where your immune system starts to attack your pituitary gland, can attack your joints, rheumatoid arthritis. It's not just food. It's not just gluten. It's actually stuff you breathe. And when you breathe it, just like drugs, inhaled drugs, like your asthma inhaler, they hit you much faster and more aggressively than things that you swallow. And this is why mold in our houses is bad. At least that's half the reason. The other reason it's bad is that we did it to ourselves. We did it to ourselves because, about 35 years ago, we sprayed an antifungal agent all over the place. And this antifungal agent killed 98% of soil fungus. Hallelujah, right? Now our food doesn't spoil. Except the 2% that we didn't kill got plasmid-level genetic mutation turned on. Now, normally we get single gene mutation. It takes a long time for something to become virulent or not virulent. But in this case, plasmids are whole groups of genes. And unfortunately, microbes can change plasmids like baseball cards. So think X-Men, the movie, and you've got Wolverine with claws, and you've got Mystique who can turn blue and change shape and all that stuff. Those are kind of interesting. But if your mold is doing that, it's not that interesting. And what we found is that mold has become much more aggressive, and it makes a lot more mycotoxin than it did before. Not microtoxin, but mycotoxin, which is myco, like mushroom, and then toxin. Now, these molds, when they grow in your home or in your office or in your car, they grow without competition and they're in a stressed environment. And they're stressed in part because they were basically bred that way over the past 30 years because we've been spraying these fungicides around. But also the paint in your home almost certainly contains something that triggers aggressiveness in these molds. The more stressed environmental mold is, the more toxin it makes and the more it's going to make you sick. So the mold that itself, the spore, can and will make you sick. It'll cause immune issues. And the poison made by the mold, which is the equivalent of an antibiotic, will also make you sick. So it's a problem of toxins, which can be in food or coffee or wine, beer, chocolate, wheat, peanuts, stuff like this. These are high mold foods. Corn is another one. And that's one thing. And you can get those in your house. Some of them even just through your skin, like trichocytheine, can make you quite ill. And you might say, Dave, what are you ranting about this? I don't have a problem. Newsflash. It triggers cancer. It triggers all sorts of other degenerative diseases. It's just hard to see. Parts per billion affect people. So if the person next to you is getting sick in the building all the time and they're telling you, no, it's an air quality issue and there's a stained ceiling tiles around and you're not getting sick, it doesn't mean that you're in an environment that's optimal for performance. It means you're fortunate you have a canary next to you. But if you hang around in there for a long time, you might not like the cancer that emerges years later. Unfortunately, I'm not making this up, there's 1,200 studies about just one of these toxins on the Bulletproof website. That's also the toxin most common in coffee. So why did I make a documentary called Moldy? Because it's affecting so many people. And one of the things that I used to deal with is called mold rage. And what happens is when you're exposed to this, especially if you're in that 28% of genetic people like me, it makes you unable to regulate your emotions. In fact, I have a SPECT scan from Daniel Amen from 12 years ago pointing out this exact problem in my own brain when I was mold exposed. And it's really interesting in that I'm calm and peaceful and loving, and I'm generally kind to my family. And I wasn't always that way because I didn't have emotional regulation. So if there's something in your environment that makes you act like a jerk, and there's something in your environment that triggers cancer and triggers all sorts of other health problems in people, something that there's supposed to be safe levels of, even though individual response curves are quite different, it's worth knowing about. So I interviewed some of the top experts in the world on environmental mold, how to remove it, and more importantly, what it does to you. So we have Dr. Mark Hyman and Daniel Amen, guys I've become friends with, Pedram Sholjai from well.org, talking about the spiritual effects of this weight on your head. And of course, I interviewed a dozen or so people who were affected by mold and to hear what it did for them, why it caused unexplained weight gain. In fact, there's a great quote from Richie Shoemaker, who's pretty much the godfather of mold, talking about, if you have been exposed to these neurotoxins in your environment, you will not lose weight no matter how little you eat. it is hormonally impossible. And in fact, we talked about some of the things that you also saw in the Bulletproof Diet book about what it does to these things like VIP and melanocyte stimulating hormone. You don't have to know about those things. You just need to know if it smells funky and you're feeling crappy, there's probably correlation and you can do something about it. And it matters because right now people don't know about it. So they don't know it matters. They just walk around feeling like zombies getting fat. And that sucks. Mold makes you fat and weak. And that is true for everyone, more so for some than others. Let's see. Brain fog. Geez, I'm not going to list all the symptoms of mold exposure here because it's a very long list. If you're feeling odd and you have this long list of symptoms and you go to a normal doctor who's not a functional medicine specialist and you list these all and they look at you skeptically and they think you're a hypochondriac, you might want to be looking at these environmental toxins and see what they're doing to you, because you'll have so many symptoms that doctors are trained to believe that you're a hypochondriac if you have 20 symptoms. But that's not the case. If you don't believe me, that's cool, because Jeanette Hope, who's a physician in Santa Barbara, is also in the movie. Jeanette's a physician who's married to a physician, and she had mold in the house. She was affected, and her husband wasn't. Now, they would have just said she was nuts, except she had a slight temperature, so they knew something was wrong. After biopsying every single organ in her body, which is terribly painful, over 2 years, two debilitating years of feeling crappy, they figured out it was the mold in the house. They fixed the mold in the house, and she got better. Now she specializes in treating mold patients. So this is the kind of stuff that I think is worth knowing about. It's so worth knowing about that I've spent 6 weeks personally traveling around interviewing these people, 6 weeks away from my kids, away from my wife, away from the other Bulletproof things that I do, because this matters, and because it's critically important that we become aware of this. Because when buildings are not maintained well, or they're built wrong, we get sick and we don't know why. And it's not like you just died, you went to the hospital, although you may end up there with pneumonia or some other problems over time. What happens is it makes you weak. It makes you less. It diminishes you. And that's not okay. And this is something that's happening especially in our schools. Schools don't have enough budget. So what do schools do? They cut back on building maintenance. So the roof leaks. And then a quarter of the kids have behavioral issues and they feel crappy and they get sick. And some teachers get sick and some don't. And then there's eventually lawsuits. And gee, how many home insurance or professional insurance things now have a mold exclusion because they know it's a problem and they don't want to deal with it. So this matters. It's in our world. We made this problem by breaking our soil. And guess who's making it worse? People who spray glyphosate on the soil. Glyphosate is not just an herbicide. It's an antibiotic. And when you spray it on the soil, it is documented to increase the toxicity of mold in our food by up to 500 times. Specifically, that's fumonisin is what I'm talking about. It's one of the species of mold, particularly in corn, although it can also grow in coffee and some other crops. So interesting that we spray this stuff and then the environment responds and the environment basically tries to kick our ass. This is why moldy exists. If you want to check this thing out, you can go to bulletproofexec.com/moldy. And if you don't want to check it out, then you can also just pay attention to your environment. You see water stains, you suspect this might be an issue. You're sleeping in a basement or an attic and it smells funky and you just gained a bunch of weight and you just can't focus and you don't remember words. Things aren't as good as they should be. You might want to consider an air test. And in the movie, and especially in the other materials with the movie, I'll be teaching you how to test your air. It's remarkable what you can do there. You also might want to consider detox if you've been affected. And I have a great video up on the website. One of the first big public talks given about mycotoxins was at the Silicon Valley Health Institute, I think in 2007, 2008, where I talked about my experience and the detox protocols that are still valid today. So have an awesome day. I hope this was really helpful for you. And check out bulletproofexec.com/moldy. This has been an enormous amount of work. I've never made a movie before. And I did this because I care and because it's worth your time. And because if you know this, if you look to your left and you look to your right, one of the three of you likely is genetically susceptible to this. And the other two are not strengthened. You're made weaker, just not as weak. This problem affects us all. And you want to be in the same world I want to live in, a world where the environment around us helps us kick ass, not takes away our vitality. See you on the next podcast.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein.
opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.